I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Sunday's an important day for Haiti. Learn why in just a moment. And then later I'll explain how technology helps Bible translators in some of the world's most dangerous locations. We'll begin today in Haiti, where 10 years and billions of dollars of aid later, the country is still rebuilding itself from one of the deadliest earthquakes in history and the devastation that it caused. Sunday marks the anniversary. There's also an accompanying question. What happened to the recovery? Eva DeHart of For Haiti with Love says it never really got off the ground.
The major part of the funds that went in to correct those problems were creamed off, and Haiti never got them. So they never had the resources to do the rebuilding.
However, one thing the disaster did reveal was that Haitians are resilient. Survivors were bused north to Cap Haitien and then just dropped off. There was no emergency plan in place, so you'd think maybe the streets were full of homeless people. Instead, strangers, many of them Christians, took them in.
You take what little you've got and you spread it just a little bit thinner and you make someone comfortable.
While many other anniversary stories will focus on Haiti's recovery failure, others focus on the restoration that began with a cup of cold water in Jesus' name. DeHart says those were seeds planted.
It was just a loving setting that kept people from being homeless and gave them hope in a situation where they had just had all hope destroyed.
So today, pray for wisdom and creativity as ministries find ways to advance the gospel in Haiti in spite of the challenges, and pray for transformation. Next, although the Indian government has taken steps to punish violence against women, not much has changed. Joe Handley with Asian Access says many Indian women still suffer acid attacks, domestic abuse, and sexual assault. But Christians in India are standing up and saying, enough.
These gangs will pick on a young girl and unfortunately do atrocities. And so friends of ours saw these situations happening and said, we've got to do something.
National Partners of Asian Access created a group called Women of Worth. Through seminars and workshops, they promote female dignity and God's value of women. One of their campaigns, called Dark is Beautiful, combats Indian beauty stereotypes.
It's basically advocating for women, saying you don't have to have light skin, you don't have to wear these creams all the time to lighten your skin. Dark is beautiful. It's a part of God's image in mankind. And so they make these public presentations trying to really highlight the worth of women. And then they advocate that both in society at large, political places, educational places, and in the local churches.
One way you can help is by going online and sharing these stories from Asian Access and Women of Worth. We'll connect you at missionnews.org.
And then pray as you click like, or as you repost, or as you read the story. Just like Mission Network News, pray through the news.
And translating scripture for new language groups is becoming more difficult. Both escalating tensions and persecution are raising the risk levels. According to Bruce Smith, president of Wycliffe Associates, translation requests are rolling in despite the danger.
We're talking about 400 languages already at the beginning of 2020 that are on the calendar or wanting to get on our calendar for training and translation and technology support for their translations. So this is a year of great opportunity for us despite the continuing challenges.
The remaining believers without translations are among the most difficult to reach. The solution? Tablets. Loaded with translation tools, these tablets make work more efficient and discreet. Unlike physical pages, these translations are difficult to destroy. For Wycliffe's locally based translators, this is the opportunity they've been praying for.
From the outside, it all looks like challenges. They look at it from the inside and say, yeah, but here's the five opportunities that we can use to pursue and make progress, because they are just frankly unwilling to wait any longer for God's word in their language.
To support the 400 new translation projects, Wycliffe needs to deliver 2,700 translation tablets to these believers. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So join us here on our social media network or stream our podcast on Amazon Alexa, iTunes, or TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.